This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.
Whose job is it to teach boys about respect? Respect for women, respect for people different to them, respect for their elders, perhaps respect for themselves. Who's responsible for making sure that boys know how to use words, manage and understand emotions, instead of physically lashing out? And what about this conversation on sex and consent that is so prevalent in amongst some of the most serious issues we're trying to tackle in the community right now? Important lessons need to be taught and learned, and clearly, in some cases, they're not being understood. So a range of different organisations are taking approaches to talking to the next generations of young lads in particular. One of them is the Top Blokes Foundation. Rachel Hines is the Queensland branch manager. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
Why do you think there is this gap, seemingly, with boys missing out on these kinds of lessons and growth?
I think there's a couple of things. I think the first thing is consent education and sex education is not mandated in Queensland schools. So we have some schools that do it and they do it voluntarily, and we have schools that don't speak about it at all, and we have everything in between those two things. So the reason why is because no one's talking about it. It's uncomfortable, right? Like, who wants to talk to their teenage boy about sex, consent, pornography, and all those tricky conversations?
But is that the nub of the problem? Like, as a parent, as a carer, do you need to say, I want to be talking to my teenage boy about consent, sex, and pornography?
Yeah, I think as a parent, I'm a parent of two boys, and certainly, you know, they're 5 and 6 months, but certainly I'm already thinking about how do I approach these topics. I think that we're not going to solve the problem we're currently seeing, or the culture that we're currently seeing of sexual entitlement amongst young men, by just saying, well, this is a parent's problem and they need to deal with it, or this is a school problem and they need to deal with it. It needs to be an all of sector approach. The great thing about schools is they provide a platform for us to reach all young boys. It is a consistent message, which is really important. And it also just allows us to reinforce that message again and again through teachers and peers. So we see schools as being really a foundation for this type of education to happen.
You're listening to Rachel Hines, who's from the Top Blokes Foundation. So far, they've mentored about 15,000 young men. So that's in schools across Queensland and New South Wales?
Yes.
So give us a sense of the approach that Top Blokes takes.
Sure. So we run a long-term mentoring program, and we work with small groups of boys at a time. We have qualified youth workers that we train to go in and really have this sort of discussion-based, conversation-based approach. So engaging young men and boys in really tricky conversations where they're learning not only from our youth workers but also from their peers. And I think that's really important to know, and really different to if we just said, hey, teachers should be teaching this stuff. It's really hard, and I think it's really unfair on teachers. You know, if you're a maths teacher and, you know, you're Mrs. Smith and you've been teaching math for the last 40 years, to then say, hey, can you sit down with a group of boys and have a really, you know, impactful discussion about pornography? I don't think that's fair on teachers. And so we, you know, we have extensive training. They're young, they're youth workers, the boys connect with them. They're there every week for over 6 months. And so they really build that trust, not only with our youth workers, but also with the peers within that group.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that's a really long-term approach rather than that once a year, or, you know, or in some cases, probably back when I was at school, it was like almost a one-off sex ed lesson.
Yes.
So the schools you work in, are they state schools? Are they private? Are they independent?
We work across sector, so independent and state schools. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, this program is for every boy because it's really giving them the life skills they need to be able to navigate life in the 21st century, which is really different to when you and I would have been in high school.
And I'm just thinking too, I mean, the way that I sort of talked in the introduction about boys, teaching boys respect for women, for other people, this kind of approach of talking about these things hopefully engenders respect for themselves too, and looking after, you know, we, because in just strikes me in amongst this conversation too, young men, young males in particular, have high rates of suicide. Yeah. We talk a bit about, you know, mental health and understanding that. Is that tied into, or is it, you know, does it lead to conversations like that in your program?
Absolutely. So our program is really holistic, and it's interesting, like our advocacy work is around consent is not a 70-minute lesson. So you can't do it in 70 minutes and tick a box and say, oh, great, we've dealt with that. It actually has to be a holistic approach. So in the Top Blokes program, we do peer pressure, anger management, risk-taking, masculinity, consent, pornography, sexual health, power and privilege, racism, sexuality. So we're actually covering a whole range of stuff. And one of the most important ones is understanding and fostering positive mental health. We know that young men do not communicate in the same way that young girls do. So if you look at the statistics, they really tell us a story. Young girls are diagnosed with anxiety and depression at much higher rates than young men. But if we look at suicide rates, it skyrockets for young men because they don't tell anyone. And we know, you know, when a young man suicides, a lot of the time you'll hear, we didn't know. He seemed fine. He was happy. You know, this came out of the blue. We're in shock. And that's because young men don't talk about how they're feeling, and they tend to just push it down and bottle it up, become more and more siloed and isolated, and then commit suicide. And so really one of the things that Top Blokes does is create cultures of communication within young men where they feel comfortable talking to significant adults in their life, but also feel comfortable talking to their peers.
Rachel Hines from the Top Blokes Foundation. And by the way, important in the mix of this conversation to remind you that there's always someone who can provide help, whether that is Beyond Blue or Kids Helpline or Lifeline on 13 11 14. There are always places who want to take your call and start to talk to you about the kind of help you might need for yourself or someone in your family. What's the reaction like from the boys that you work with, and what age bracket do we talking?
Work? Yeah, so we work with boys from 10 years old all the way up to 24. So we have a primary.
Okay, so huge.
It's a huge range. Mm-hmm. And we work from prime. We have a primary school program, a high school program, then post high school. And the boys love it. The, you know, the stories that I hear coming back from our youth workers in terms of, you know, boys showing up early or staying back late to talk to them, to really open up and to share the things that are happening in their life. I was at a school the other day and I was sitting next to a boy who, you know, was just a real leader in the group and putting his hand up, and I was talking to the teacher afterwards and I was like, oh, you know, he was amazing. You know, he must be one of the really great leaders in the school. And he's like, oh, no, that kid can't sit in a class. Like, he wouldn't do a 70-minute class ever. But he's rocking up early to Top Blokes because he loves being there. Yeah. So that kind of stuff, you know, we can see that impact every day. And we hear from parents all the time who just say, you've given me my son back. Because, you know, parenting doesn't come with a manual, as you probably know. And so when we see our sons start to disengage from us, or when we start to see them, you know, showing some of that risk-taking behaviour, it's hard to know as a parent what to do or how to handle that.
What's your background, Rachel? How did you get into this and reach a point where you're with the Top Blokes Foundation?
I'm a teacher, ex-teacher, so many moons ago, and worked mostly with disengaged and at-risk students, and a lot of boys as well. I then sort of got into the education not-for-profit space, and I worked for an organisation called High Resolves for nearly a decade, really looking at 21st century learning and how do we sort of reinvent curriculum, but have always wanted to work with young men in the mental health space. I lost my brother to suicide the day before my 25th birthday. So I understand the way that suicide can really irrevocably and forever change people, families and communities. So wanted that opportunity to have impact in that space.
Do you feel like you are now?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Mm. In terms of if there's someone listening now, I mean, they can look at topblokes.org.au to get a bit more information about what you do. As we said, 15,000 young men you've now sort of mentored or had contact with through this program. Is it the individual school who comes to you guys and says, oh, can you come in here? And is there a cost associated with that?
Yeah, so There is currently no program like Top Blokes in Queensland. So we launched in Queensland in October last year, and within 3 weeks we had 50 schools sitting on our wait list saying, we need you. One of the things that's happening in Queensland schools is 80% of all expulsions are boys. And we expel at 4 times the rate of any other state or territory in Australia. And so schools are in crisis of how do we re-engage? How do we re-engage them back into themselves, back into school and back into their community? And Top Blokes is a really great way to do that. Mm. We fund 75% of the program into school through our amazing philanthropic and corporate support and government support. So it's a really low cost to schools. So, you know, we have schools contacting us, we have parents contacting us, we even have boys contacting us. So we'll have boys ring up and say, hey, we had a boy the other day who rang us who said, I think I'm addicted to porn and I don't know what to do. So, you know, we have all sorts of people who are, you know, wanting our program.
Is it worth saying to people, parents, caregivers who might be listening now, you know, to go and look at the site or perhaps even direct a young bloke to the site?
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the website. For parents, we have a free ebook, which is all about how to talk to your young man. So if you're looking for some really just great hints and tips of how do we start to have conversations and tricky conversations, you know, with our sons or with, you know, significant boys in our life, that's a really great place to start. And we also have things like webinars that we hold for parents and for educators. So the website is a really great resource to go to.
So great meeting you this morning, Rachel, and I'd love to stay in touch and, you know, given that it's still early days for Top Blokes in Queensland, love to catch up with you in, you know, another 6 months or so, given that, I mean, this conversation around respect, consent, relationships, mental health is, it does feel for many people, there's a real opportunity here to make generational change, and you guys are a part of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Rachel Hines, Queensland State Manager of the Top Blokes Foundation. So you can check them out online, topblokes.org.au, topblokes.org.au. A load of background there on who they are, how they've come together, and those figures in terms of 15,000 young men mentored. And it's broken down into sort of age categories. They mentor boys from age 10 right through until 24. So topblokes.org.au.
This is ABC Radio Brisbane with Rebecca Levingston.